You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Aloha. Hi, everyone. Aloha, aloha, aloha. I'm here in Hawaii right now. This is Elizabeth Powell. And
I'm Joseph Grassa, and I am in the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean.
So guess what we're talking about tonight? Traveling.
Travel everywhere. Making travel easy and fun and really just enjoying life.
Right. We're going to teach y'all how to travel the world for a low cost but luxury style. So it's going to be all the way from like how to travel locally, long distance, internationally, and all over the world. We may not cover it all tonight, so we'll see if we'll continue on again next week too, but we wanted to give you a brief overview on how to travel, because the number one passion, the number one thing that most people always say that they regret that they never did was travel enough, right? You want to see as much as you can and explore the world and have fun, and then learn about different cultures and food and be exposed to different environments. And so we're here to teach you how to get into travel and get at an affordable price, and all the secrets on how to travel successfully, but also be luxury living, right? At the same time, like you can travel and have it even lower than the cost of rent of California. You can like travel the world on a month less than the expense of rent in California. So since I'm California based, that's where I always go back to, Pacific Standard Time, but I'm in Hawaii for a couple months right now, and it's all off of my travel hacks and my travel techniques.
Yeah, I go to the Dominican very often, but now the accessibility to all the cheap travel and the ability to find the best deals and travel freely at a low cost. For me, I love traveling internationally and going to explore places, going back to my roots even. Going to Italy, going to Greece, and traveling even inside of those countries, and really just exploring my culture, where I've come from, where my family grew up, and learning about all that stuff. And now you can do it for super, super cheap, because there's so many tips and tricks to get the flights, to get the trains, whatever it is that you need, to get them all for a lot cheaper than you normally would.
Right, and so we're going to teach you all a couple of hacks tonight. I've also built an app. So my specialty is building AI technology and AI apps. So I have a lot of Telegram apps. I have about 25 different AI TG apps. And one of them is I created an algorithm on finding the cheapest flights everywhere. And so right before COVID, I did 25 countries in 2.5 years right before COVID, which was perfect timing because we all got shut down for a couple of years. So I guess my instinct was I needed to get out there and see as much as I could, as fast as I could. Somehow it was telling me to go explore. So I did 25 countries in 2.5 years based off of this algorithm of finding the lowest flights and the best deals out there. I did a lot of research and then input it into an app. And we're going to be releasing the app so you can find the lowest airfare and travel. And it's being released pretty soon. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about it and what I did. So I documented everything to make sure that there was proof that I did it. And I ended up doing like a little fun thing. I did handstands across the world. So everyone could see that I actually was in the destinations that I said I was at. But like some of the little tricks that I found, I ended up flying, like right now I'm in Hawaii. And so you can get Hawaii on air right now for $100 out of LA. So you can go LA to Hawaii to any of the islands for about $100 right now. And then you just upgrade and add your baggage or whatever you want to add. And then I also did Hawaii, not this trip, but other trips. I did Hawaii to Japan for $150 to Kyoto, Osaka. And then I did Hawaii to Australia for $99. And then I did, let's see, San Francisco to Paris. I took a trip just to go see Euro Disney for the cheaper than the price of going to Disneyland. And all of you that are listening, most of you listening are probably California based. So we know how expensive Disneyland is. And we also know that like everybody who comes in to go see Disneyland, how expensive it is. It costs about like $250 a person right now. So I did a trip where I went I flew out of San Francisco, came into Paris for $125. And then I stayed overnight next to Euro Disney for $50 a night. And then I went to Euro Disney for $50. So it's cheaper in Euro Disney to go to Disneyland than it is to actually go to the California or to the Orlando Disneyland. So that's one of the little tricks, and I'm going to teach you all some more about that. So tell us some of your adventures, Joseph.
Yeah, so I have traveled from I'm based in Toronto. So traveling from inside of Canada, I have been all over the U.S. And if I were to name every single state off the top of my head, I'd be here for a minute because I don't have them memorized. That's a funny fact about Canadians, we do not memorize the states. But I think I've been to every state now except for South Carolina. I think that's the only exception right now. I've been to everywhere else but South Carolina, and I have been to everywhere in Europe at this point, but have not been to Japan, or I have not been to Russia. So those are the two places I really need to go to.
Yeah, I have my bucket list. I have all the places that I wanted to go to. And in Europe, I have left to go to Croatia, Portugal, Bulgaria, and Turkey. I think those are my last. Oh, and Scotland. Those are my last ones left. I haven't been to Russia either, though. But I did go to Czech Republic and all the other countries. Greece multiple times. And I know that everyone always thinks like, oh, Greece, it's like so wonderful, so beautiful, which it is. It's absolutely amazing. And like, that always seems to be the destination that everybody wants to go to. But I found a travel hack to go to Greece where like normally airfare to go to Italy from LA or go to Greece from LA costs a couple grand each way. Like you take a flight and you end up in Greece and it's about $2,000 on the way up and it's about $2,000 on the way back. And that's just for like normal air, right? But I found a travel hack by using this algorithm that I was able to see 9 countries and have my accommodations for over 30 days and stay in Greece, Italy, Ireland, England. Let's see, I had Spain and a couple
Spain
more countries.
Spain as well on the same trip?
Yeah, on the same trip for under $2,000. Because what I did is I found a travel hack that if you fly from one of the major airports in like, so out of LA, and then you go to one of the major airports in Europe, like you go to Oslo or Copenhagen or LGW or Sweden, and there were a couple other ones. If you land into there, then you can country hop from the major. So you'll land in, get into the flight for like $125, $150. You go LA in. And then I also have another travel hack that I do. So on the dollar conversion, when the dollar is really strong, what they do is the airlines will post the amount in US dollars and they'll also post it in euros or they'll post it in pounds. Like they'll post it in the native country of whatever the country of the airline is. And so if you go onto the US website, you're getting the actual like higher price because they charge US more. So I'll book directly with the airline, but I'll go LA to Oslo and I'll go on the airline's website and then there's a US version and then there's an international version. So I'll go into the international version, but check English that I want to access it. And then I'll look at what the price is in euros and compare it to what the price is in dollars and then do the dollar conversion. And you usually end up saving like another $40 or $50. If you bought it in the US dollars, they have a higher rate on the conversion. So they charge you more. But if you buy it in euros, your bank will charge you less. And so you save like $40 to $50. And then the other hack on that is too, is when you do your upgrade and you have to add like first class or you add meals or you add seating or your baggage. If you do their package, they charge Europeans a lower package amount than they do US. So
That's an interesting fact that I did not know.
Yeah. So Europe, they're charging the Europeans $40 for the full package, which includes like the baggage, the meal, and the seat. And US, they're charging $99 to $149 for that upgrade. So, So you go on and you'll book like on the airline, you'll book on their European site. You can use a VPN if it doesn't let you get through or go in and do your browser as incognito so that it doesn't catch that you've already looked at the flight. And then go in and then you can click English, so you can click like you're from England, And then it'll do the conversion either in pounds or in euros or in USD, dollars. So, yeah. So you're talking crypto. So like you can do the conversion. And so when you book the air, it's all in English because you can still check the English. You can still list, like read everything in English. But when you do the checkout, you look at what the checkout amount is for euros and then go in and like calculate out how much it is for euros to dollars. And usually you're saving like another $40 to $50 there, and then do your added upgrades and then compare like what the US price is on their US website versus what the price is for the European website. And so that's another travel hack I found out.
Okay. So basically you're utilizing the exchange rates from your credit card or your the US bank, and you're getting a better rate than you would if you were to buy it in the foreign currency. But what you're also doing is going on to the foreign currency's website, right, saying that you're from Europe, booking from there, but paying with your bank account in English, of course, switching your browser to VPN. Obviously, it helps a bit so no one can track you, or incognito if you're on your iPhone. That's just a tab in at the bottom. You can switch it over to incognito mode so they can't track your search history, which helps significantly. And I recommend using that for everything. If even like when you're looking for travel, when you're even on the web on its own, a VPN or incognito helps significantly so they can't display cookies for you. And honestly, I think one of the things that I've noticed when travel hacking is if you're using a VPN or an incognito tab constantly, they can't track what prices you've already seen. So you're not going to be getting these higher prices consistently or higher prices because they know you're in demand of it. You're gonna keep going on the incognito. They're not going to know who you are, and you're going to keep getting the same price or even cheaper sometimes, depending on where you are and what time of the year it is. Elizabeth, do you have any comments on what time of the year, what days of the week?
Oh, maybe yeah. To of book course, is you best? Know, I'm a data fiend. I love studying all this stuff and finding out the best times, right?
Yep. So that's why I'm asking you. You love
that's
data.
What I do. I study analytics and data and find out like the best based off of all that information. So I'm a numbers fiend, as y'all can tell. So on travel days, the best day is to travel and to search for travel is on Tuesday, and 100% like going incognito because your cookies will remember what you did before. And so the airlines are remembering what prices you got quoted at before, and they keep posting the same price because they don't want you to find out that there's a cheaper price. So going incognito like gets rid of that part of it, or getting rid of your cookies before you go back on or going on a different IP address. So the best days to travel and the best days to look for travel are usually on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and 100% on Tuesday. And so the travel app that I built out that finds the lowest air, it will vary every single day, and it'll actually show you the whole entire month, 13 months out, the cheapest day to travel from your current location to your destination. And then you can find each on the calendar what the lowest price is, and then click on it and see all the prices for the airline. But this always varies. So the airlines will raise their prices and lower their prices based on supply and demand, like any other business does. They also will like run specials that a lot of people don't know about. And the only way that you would know is if you're getting an email directly from the airline or you're searching constantly. And so the way that my air app is built out, it's able to search and scrape and find the lowest air all the time. And it keeps updating, and it finds sources that other people don't know about. So when you're searching for travel, it's going to keep changing. Like every day will change, but the best days are usually on a Tuesday to like search for travel. Don't search on a weekend. Weekend, they raise their prices. Don't search on a holiday. They raise their prices on holidays too. And they raise their prices because they know that if everyone's traveling at that certain time period, they're excited. They're on vacation right now. Like you're on vacation right now and you're ready to book another one, right?
So yeah, they unfortunately.
So they know that when people travel, I mean, like they study the psychology of people when they're traveling, right? So they know when people are traveling and it's a holiday, everyone's excited to be on holiday. And so they want to book more. So they raise their prices on holidays, and then it'll come back down again, like the following Tuesday after a holiday when it tapers back down again. But never book your air or book your hotels or anything far in advance, whatever you're going to do on a holiday. Make sure it's like on an off day on a Tuesday, because that's when they usually lower their prices.
Okay. So booking Tuesdays or Wednesdays off holidays and making sure that you're basically booking when essentially people are either at work in like the middle of their work week, not weekends because everyone has free time on the weekend, and then everyone's going to be looking. I think usually what you'll find is that site traffic is a big thing that determines what prices you're able to see. And the way they find that out is how many people are on that site at what time of the day, what time of the month, what day of the week, and they can determine the demand on that. So most people are looking on weekends because that's when they're off work. They have time to look around and do some shopping for trips or vacations, or if they need to if they have a work meeting, they're gonna want to go during the week, right? So you it's really planning your traveling around other people's traveling. And what the businesses see. If you're able to hack your way and use these travel, I say hack, use your travel hacks to your benefit and time everything perfectly, you're able to get the best possible deal at the right time. And for example, I traveled right before spring break to the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean. I got a really good price and I booked it well in advance so that college students or high school students that are looking to go on vacation, they haven't even thought about it yet because there's certain times of the year where people will look for vacations or trips or holidays. And you have to base it around that as well. So if you're usually what I've found is that 1 to 2 months out is when you should be looking if you plan on going sometime around a holiday, like let's say spring break, for example, because I'm here right now, close to spring break. You're going to want to go 1 to 2 months out and then look if you really want to go at that time. And then another thing is booking while spring break or one of these holidays is going on. There's a lot of traffic. Everybody's on the sites. Everyone's looking. They're getting euphoria and they're getting FOMO, the fear of missing out, because all of their friends, their family members are on vacation and they're getting pictures and videos and phone calls and they want to go on vacation now. So they're going to start looking. They're going to look for flights. They're going to want to go travel places. So you're going to see a big influx of volume, and the prices are going to be drastically higher compared to what they'd be on the off times of the month.
100%. That's exactly what happens. And so there also are travel hacks, though, that you can book last minute. So, like right now, I'm in Hawaii. I'm in Honolulu. That's the major airport out here. And I just did a search to find out flights to Sydney to Australia. And so I went LA. There were flights from LA to Hawaii for $100. So this is the travel hack. If you went like LA straight to Sydney, it would cost you like probably $1,500 one way. But so the travel hack is you take LA to Hawaii, like Honolulu, for $100. You stay overnight, so you can get a hotel in Hawaii and spend some time in Hawaii for like $100 or whatever it is. But now you can fly to Australia for $170. So the flights only cost $270 plus your upgrades, plus your seat and your food. But you have that travel hack. You saved $1,300, which can pay for your vacation. It can pay for your hotel or pay for staying in Hawaii a couple extra days or going over to Sydney and exploring Australia. But because of the travel hack, instead of paying like $1,500 to $2,000 for a one-way trip, I'm doing LA to Hawaii for $100 plus the upgrades. And then I go Hawaii to Australia for $170. So instead of paying $1,500 or $2,000, I'm only paying $270. I'm saving $1,300, which can be applied towards hotels or whatever else you're doing, food, extra things. But I have another travel hack on top of that. So a lot of people kind of frown on timeshares, but timeshares are pretty awesome. I ended up buying a 2-bedroom timeshare in Maui during Christmas week for a penny.
A
So
pen.
a penny. And so a lot of people, they have their timeshare, they got hooked into that sales presentation that you always go to whenever you go to a resort. They like, "Oh, we'll give you a couple $100, a bottle of tequila and some food if you come
Or
listen to our presentation."
the one that I got here in the Dominican was they'll give you better seats on the beach and they'll give you upgraded room service
Oh no.
for
Well, that's
two and a
not
half hours of
that
your time.
much.
For 2.5 hours of your time, you do not want to sit there for upgrades. people that get, and I honestly, I highly recommend, as soon as you get offered that, you turn it down. There's no reason, if you're using these travel hacks effectively, that you will need it.
Right. If you're going to do it, just go for the free stuff. But 2.5 hours is a really long time to sit around. Right. And they hard sell you, like, so, and theirs are like 35 grand, 45 grand, not including the maintenance fees yet. And they're trying to sell you because you're on vacation. They're like, oh, they're happy. They're on vacation. So they're going to want to buy. And then they offer you the freebies. So if you get some really great freebies, like 400 in cash and like limo service and food and liquor, and then it's worth it. So like Mexico tries to up the ante and get you to listen, but they're also very hard, like very hard selling. Like they push you really hard. So I have a travel hack. I'm buying timeshares. You go to a reseller to buy your timeshare, and there's reseller websites. And so we'll have a website up soon that has all this information. And so when you come on to LA Talk Radio, you'll be able to access it and like get the links and find out your hacks and find the lowest air, find the lowest hotel, and then the travel hacks for travel sites too. And then also timeshares. And so what I did is, especially when you're in Hawaii, I come out to Hawaii a lot. And so when you're, I've been to all the islands, my favorite's Kona and Kauai. And now I love Honolulu too. I'm here for a couple of months. But when you go to Hawaii, like they have resellers in Hawaii that are reselling these timeshares. So they're just like a real estate agent. They have to be licensed real estate agent to sell a timeshare. But instead of paying, like sitting in one of those 2.5 hour speeches and then getting pummeled on buying it for $35,000, $45,000, you can buy these timeshares like I did for a penny. You can buy it for a penny or pay it for $2,000, but they're always lower priced. And the reason being is most people get tired of their timeshare. Like they've had it forever. They can't travel as much anymore, but they're paying those maintenance fees like every year. So when you buy it for a penny, you still have to go through escrow. You still have to, like, the first year, they'll probably give you your maintenance for free. So it gives you the incentive to get the timeshare, but then you have to pay your ongoing maintenance. But the other travel hack that I did is I ended up getting a 2-bedroom that's able to split. And so when I get a split on my timeshare, so my maintenance is $1,500 and I did an every other year one. So instead of paying my maintenance every year, I pay it every other year. So I am able to split it into two. And so now I have a 1-bedroom and a studio and I can use it anytime up to 24 months, like before I get it and after I get it, if I decide to bank it. So banking, it means that you deposit your timeshare for somebody else to use, but then you get a credit back for it. So now I have a 1-bedroom and a studio, or I can like keep the studio and then go to Hawaii for Christmas week, which I did 2 years ago. I went to Maui and then ended up spending 6 weeks in Hawaii because I had my timeshare. Or you can deposit it with these like Interval International, with this place called Trading Places, which specialize in Hawaii. And so like if you end up getting a red week, which is very popular and in demand, and you get a very popular in demand time too. So mine is Christmas and New Year's. Everybody wants my timeshare. So they give me extra perks for that. So now my extra perk is I split it into two. I have a 1-bedroom and a studio. But when I bank it, they give me 2 to 3 extra weeks for each one because it's Hawaii red and it's also a peak time of the year that everybody wants. So now I have 6 weeks worth of timeshare for the price of one. And I bought it for a penny.
And you bought it for a penny. The penny part always, it throws me off. Because it's like, who's going to sell you a timeshare for a penny? But when you think about it, they need to get it rented. They need to get their timeshare used because they've been sucked in. Now they don't want to lose money. And the only way that they can really do that for a cheap price so people want to go there is to list it for super cheap. Which now we know how to get it super cheap. And I'm going to start using it because now that's like, that's something I love to do is just go places for like ridiculously cheap.
But you get luxury though. So it's not, it's not like a cheap, the timeshare is actually not cheap. It's just that somebody had to sell their timeshare. So I didn't buy the week. I actually bought the whole entire timeshare that they own. And I own it like forever as long as I keep paying my maintenance and don't sell it. So every 2 years I get a 2-bedroom, which I split and then get 6 weeks out of it. And so what I ended up doing, so you you do put it through escrow. So it's like buying real estate. So you still, the quote unquote, you have to have some, whenever you're into a contract, you have to have some type of monetary exchange to make the contract valid. And I'm also a real estate broker, so I know these things. You have to have terms, and you have to put it in escrow. So they sold it to me for quote unquote a penny. We still had escrow fees because we have to clear title and then pass title over to me. And then there's still a maintenance due. So like every other year I have to pay $1,500 for my maintenance. And then, so the maintenance was due in escrow too, but I think the seller paid for my maintenance. And then I paid every 2 years after that. But so it only cost me like, with escrow and the penny, and I think it ended up costing me like $1,200. But I got that free week for having them pay the maintenance, and I bought it for a penny, and then I split it, and then I ended up going to the Caribbean for 6 weeks on it. So I was on a waterfront. I was in a waterfront 2-bedroom in St. Martin waterfront, like a beautiful view with the balcony was one of my weeks. I spent 2 weeks in Aruba, right near the sand and like near the casinos. Shh, don't tell anyone. That's another travel hack. you know me, have to be near casinos. But if you're in casinos, you get free stuff too. So I was in Aruba for 2 weeks. And then I went to the Bahamas for 2 weeks. And then I went to, let's see, where else did I go? Was I in St. Martin 2 weeks? I had one more destination. Oh, I was in Fort Lauderdale for a week. So I had like a view of the ocean in Fort Lauderdale in a 1-bedroom. I had a 2-bedroom in St. Martin waterfront. I had waterfront in the Bahamas at 2 different locations. And then I had Aruba, like steps to the sand, for 2 weeks. And that was all off of my timeshare splitting of the 2-bedroom split to a 1-bedroom in a studio. I banked that, got 6 weeks out of it, deposited it, and then used Interval International. And then I also used Trading Places to trade out. Trading Places does a lot of Hawaii and Mexico. So like you can have waterfront in Cabo, you can have timeshare in Hawaii. It's like I ended up going to a condo in Honolulu and stayed 6 weeks off my other timeshare. So you're able to get like beautiful places with full kitchens, bedrooms, patios, waterfront, because you have a high in demand location, and then you're able to trade it out. And then the trade out fee is usually like $299. So now like go ahead and go on Expedia. Like if you're listening and you're a listener, you're not driving, just like look at prices for Hawaii. So Hawaii is like $250 a night, right? And $250 a night is just for a hotel. You're staying in
that
a
does
one
does not include flights.
Right. Doesn't include flights. But a hotel is just like $250 a night normally in Hawaii. But you're staying in a 1-bedroom with a kitchen, full place for like $300 with your timeshare split for the whole week. So I ended up staying 6 weeks in the Caribbean, six weeks in Hawaii. And then now I'm 8 weeks in Hawaii right now. But you can do it off of just buying a timeshare. And so like talk to some other people too. This is not financial advice. This is just something that I mapped out and the way that I was able to travel off of this, because I like doing travel hacks and then playing it out and see how it does. And then I was waterfront, and then I was out in Hawaii 2 years ago and ended up being in Honolulu 2 weeks, Kauai 2 weeks, and Kona 2 weeks off my timeshare on splitting it out. And if you go into Trading Places too, you can also buy, you can buy timeshares like just the week, like just travel for a week, and they'll give you, sometimes they'll call it hot deals and they'll give it to you. You can go anywhere in the world and find hot deals and just find people that have banked their timeshare, but then they couldn't use it. So if they can't trade it out to somebody else, they list it up so somebody else can go and use that. And then they'll like pay $600 for the whole entire week. It's discounted for you if you're not trading in. So that's like one of the other hacks that I've been using.
Okay. Now, the question is, and I know everybody's going to have this, is where do they find access to these tools? Because it's one thing for everybody to hear it, and it's completely another thing for them to actually use it.
Right. So We are launching a Telegram bot, so you're able to access the low air and find the low air, which I'll put the URLs up and announce it next week, but we'll have a website up for everybody to access it. And then also put the links in for Interval International Trading Places and some of the resellers that I've used on buying timeshares. And so it goes through escrow, so it's safe. It's done through a real estate broker, so it's safe. So you always make sure that you're not going off of like some third party shady thing, because it does have to go through escrow to transfer into your name. Escrow does take like 4 to 6 months sometimes. It depends on how backed up they are, and then they have to do the transfer of title. But as soon as it goes in your name, you're able to bank it and start using it, or you're able to start using your week. And so I'll put those links up. We'll have it up next week, but we wanted to like give you a preview before everything is pushed out there and all these travel hacks that we're able to do. I also ended up doing Europe. I went to Greece. And so this is my other travel hack, using Airbnb or using booking.com. And I also have one other travel hack that I've been doing. So if you travel a lot, I've done over 30 countries now. I've done most of the U.S. I go to the river a lot, Tahoe, Las Vegas a lot, like locally in Arizona. I fly to Florida. I've done all of Florida. I go for the space launches. I've done Key West and stayed down in Key West for 2 months also. And most times if you go down to Key West, it's $400 a night. So I did a travel hack where I booked a condo waterfront and I stayed there for 2 months, and I got it for, I think, $1,500 a month. So it only cost me $3,000 for 2 months, where everybody else is paying like $250, $400 a night for it. And then I used my hack on flying in on and then renting a car from Miami and taking it south. And then my other travel hack is I ended up getting a travel agent's license, quote unquote. So I'm subscribed to a service that has over 30,000 online travel agents. I only pay $45 a month for it. And when I pay $45 a month for it, I have access to all travel. I can book cruises, Disney, I can book air, I can book hotels, Expedia, Booking, anything a travel agent has access to, I have access to. And then they also have back-end training to teach you how to use it. I'm lazy. I only book myself. I don't book anybody else, but I get a commission on everything. Because I have a travel agent's license and I'm booking for myself, I get a commission on everything. And then it became a tax write-off. It became another business for me. So I'm traveling the world. I'm able to have a Schedule C because I'm making commission. But then I also am able to write off my travel because I'm doing proof of concept and research and development and traveling to verify the locations. Consult with your tax advisor again. Consult with your CPA. But I have a Schedule C on this also. And so it's like my passion and it's something that I love to do, but it's just one segment of the things that I do. So I have a travel agent's license. I get commission off of it. And then the other good thing is that they, when you book it, they know that you booked it for yourself and that you're a travel agent. So I was in Italy at the Mud Baths, like one of the hot places that all the Europeans go. And it's close to Venice. And close to Padua, and all the everyone goes there, like it's the Mud Baths, it's where the European holidays are. And so I ended up going there, and I booked the smallest room. I booked a single room, they call it, which is like a twin bed. And I booked it. I got it for $30 a night, which is really cheap. Plus,
that's
I made a commission on it.
Very cheap. Very, very, very cheap.
Very cheap. But because I'm a travel agent, I'm able to find this information, right? And I made a commission on it. But when I checked in, they saw that I was a travel agent. And they offered me the suite for $30 more. And then I also got to use a spa on top of it for free. And the suite was like a size of, oh my goodness, how would I explain? It's a size of like 3 bedrooms. And oof, the patio alone was like the size of 3 bedrooms. So I paid that only, I paid the like cheapest cost to get in, the, like the smallest room, but they bumped me up on the upgrade. And then I got the suite for $30 more and access to the spa. So it was probably worth like another $1,500, $2,000 a night for
$60. $60. So keep every, like we have to keep that in mind, like $60 for a trip of that length is almost unheard of. Usually, if you go anywhere, you're paying anywhere from 250, and if you're going five star with all the amenities, all the upgrades, it goes up to $500 a night sometimes. And if you're going really, really fancy, it could go $1,000 a night. But 60 using travel hacks, and that's what we preach, using travel hacks, using the resources available to get the cheapest fares, to get the cheapest stays, and you could make a lot of money even doing this, or save a lot of money rather. The way I think of it is, the way when you save money, you're making money, because it's money you didn't spend. It's money now you can go and, like we talk about the past few weeks, put it into crypto, because it's expendable income. If you're able to go on vacation and you're willing to put aside $5,000-$10,000 already from without using travel hacks, then you have that additional money now, or you could use it for spending money while you're there. You could go invest it, or you could go and spend it while you're there, and you could buy yourself, if you go to Italy, buy yourself a nice bag, or buy yourself some nice meals. The Florentine steak is very nice in Florence.
Yeah, think about this. You can go and actually fly to the country and buy your designer stuff versus buying it in the outlet store or the mall. Cheaper than buying the full price at the outlet store or the mall in the US. You're able to fly directly into Italy for like $150, stay overnight in some beautiful place for $50 a night versus $1,000 a night, and then go shop in the actual stores in Italy and buy your stuff and then fly back home for the same price it would have cost you to buy it in the States. So the goal is like to travel luxuriously, get all the things that you love, have a tax write-off, but find the hacks to get it at a cheaper price. You just don't have to tell anybody it's a cheaper price. So I also did another trip when I went to Greece. And so this is the beautiful thing about Greece. Like, I love, 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 love Greece. The people are amazing. They work on the season from April to October. Like, that's their peak season. The people work so super hard and they're taxed at a high tax rate, but they work like endlessly and they're beautiful people and they're awesome and they're very hospitable. But they'll work from like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. until like, you know, midnight most of the nights because it's season. And so when season means is all the tourists are coming in, it's like the peak time of the year. So if you fly right at the beginning of the season or like a month before season ends, you can get lower air and lower accommodations, but the weather's still beautiful. Like if you fly in April to Europe, the weather is still like 75, 80 degrees. It's temperate climate, same like California is. And then the fall is pretty much the same too, but you get a lower price on your hotel stay or your accommodations because it's the beginning of the season, so it's not as packed yet, or it's the like veering towards the end of the season. And so you can fly, take the travel hack and say like LA to London. And then when you fly into London, it's like $150. They have airfare right now from LA to London for $150. And then you hop from London and then go to Ireland for $25. There's flights from London to Ireland for $25. So you can
20,
spend,
wait. London to Ireland for $25.
$25. Or you can take the bus over for like $25. So
Oh
it's
my
easier
God.
just to hop over. But they have airfare. So, like, you go LA to London, LDW, and then London's very expensive to stay in. Like, wherever the major hubs are, the hotels are very expensive to stay. So, either you get on another flight right away, or you can explore the city and then take a hopper after that. Then you go London to Ireland. And then Ireland has bus tours. So, like, you can go and see all of Ireland on a bus tour, or you can drive Ireland. And Ireland's kind of crazy though, because you have to drive on the left side of the road and you have to use a stick shift. And they are crazy the way that they drive. They do like chicken with you. Like it's one way roads and you're driving 40 to 60 kilometers an hour on a mountain, like 300 feet up above and like coming head on with another car. So I probably shouldn't tell it because it'll discourage people from going to Ireland, but it's funny. Cork is like crazy. Like the drivers in Cork are like the most craziest drivers. And so, like, I'm gonna get all these phone calls and DMs, like, telling me to shush. But Ireland is like absolutely beautiful and amazing. And every single time, I went to Ireland 3 times and Northern Ireland once. And on Northern Ireland, you can take like the bus tour and see all the Game of Thrones locations, which is awesome. everything's like beautiful and hear the stories. But anyway, back to Ireland. So Ireland, you can take the bus and it can take you a tour and take you across like all different areas of Ireland. And Ireland's pretty big. And then you can stay in different locations and go to the bars. Ireland has like, I think, 5 bars on each block. It's crazy. Like there's so many bars in Ireland. Like, and there, we went to the oldest bar. The oldest bar was like 600 BC or something crazy like that. But there's so much culture, so much heritage, so much like beautiful things. And the coast is beautiful too. So you can rent a car or you can take a bus and it can take you to all the different locations. You can stay in hotels, you can stay in castles, Airbnbs, and then explore all of Ireland. And then like after Ireland, fly to Greece. So now I'm in Greece. We fly into Greece and then you can take transportation from Greece down to the main area. And then the best part about Greece is they have ferries to all the islands. So if it's season, which is April to October, all the islands are open. And the islands is where the beauty is too. Like Greece and the culture and the people is beautiful in Athens. And then the Parthenon and like seeing all the culture and seeing everything. You can stay in the city or you can get on the ferry and then you take the ferry and go see all the islands. Now think of this, like if you go to Hawaii or you go to some other island like the Bahamas, to take a boat tour, they're going to charge you like $200 to $500 a person to take a boat tour, like, or $200 to $250 to take a boat tour just to go out for a couple hours. In Greece, you're taking a ferry to the islands, which is a beautiful big boat, like a cruise ship almost. You can get quarters if you want quarters, or you can just sit on deck and look at the beauty and look at the beautiful water. But it stops at each of the islands. So it'll stop like at Tinos, Naxos, Santorini, my brain said Crete, and then also Mykonos. So it goes to all of the islands, but the ferry ride is as low as $22 to like $75. So you get to have this beautiful boat ride and tour, see all the islands from a boat, look at the beautiful water, and you're only paying like $22 to $75 to hit all the islands. And then you can go on your final part and then like actually get off and stay at one of the islands. And so I've stayed at all the islands. I went to Crete. I ended up getting a waterfront, beautiful location. I booked it through booking.com under my travel agent's license. And I had a 1-bedroom on the water in Crete for $25 a night. And I made a commission on it.
And you made the commission. And I'm going to put it in perspective. Before I knew about travel hacking and I was in Greece and I was taking a ferry, it costed me around, I think it was about 200 euros for a one-way per person. So the ability to go, what did you say, 60, 75 US dollars?
No, from as low as $22 to $75.
What? Yeah, okay. So you're saving significant money that you could be spending on, if you're in Greece, if you're on the euro on a bun, which is highly recommend because that's absolutely amazing. But perspective is everything, and like everyone's going to be spending $200-$300 per ticket, and if you're the one person that, oh, I got it for $20, and your friends are looking at you and you're like, oh, what'd you pay? And you're like, oh yeah, I paid $20 for myself. And then everyone in my family paid $20. And we did a whole round trip for $100, $150. And you're like, what? That's less than what I paid for one way there for one person. It's a game changer.
Yeah. And then using the travel hacks and using the travel agent license too, I was able to stay in Santorini. Like Santorini is one of the most expensive islands, and also in Mykonos. So I stayed in both. And then Santorini, I ended up getting Black Beach Parisa, like on the right next to the water. So I'm like 20 feet, 25 feet to the water on the sand in a 1-bedroom overlooking a pool for $25 a night. And then I got Thera, which is the heart of Santorini, where all the donkeys are and the city is and the nightlife is. I got a 1-bedroom condo for $45 a night. And so I ended up staying for like 30 to 45 days in Santorini. It's absolutely beautiful and I love it. And then you can take like the bus or take a taxi or take a Uber up to where you see all the people taking the beautiful pictures and like the big flowing dresses. So you can go to that part of the island, but you can end up staying like in the heart of the city or on the beach, and for like cheap, like for $25, but it's still beautiful. It's like beautiful, luxurious. And then you get to stay on the island longer where everyone else is paying $500 to $1,500 a night for the other locations. And that's what Santorini costs. Like if you look up Santorini and you go on just to Expedia and look at the cost, it's about $1,500 a night just to stay in Santorini. And I was doing it for $25 and $45 in a one-bedroom condo in the heart of the city or right next to the water. But the other thing that's really important for people to know is having travel insurance. So I'll put up the links for that too. I have travel insurance where I'm at right now. And the travel insurance can also cover extreme sports. So if you're one of those people like us who like
to go a little crazy and have fun,
to have adventure, you're covered under travel insurance too. So as long as you're over 100 miles away from your home location, you can have the travel insurance continuous and going on. So right now, since I'm in Hawaii, I'm obviously over 100 miles away from my location, but I'm doing continuous. It includes medical coverage. So you need medical coverage when you're in Europe or any outside of the U.S., just in case. Most medical insurance isn't covered outside of the U.S. if you're a U.S. citizen. You have medical insurance. You have dental, like $750 dental. You have emergency evacuation, hypothetically, if you ever need. I was in Hawaii 2 years ago when we had a tsunami warning. So I'm like, oh, well, if I need it, I can get emergency evacuation. It also covers $35,000 of car rental insurance. It includes a life insurance policy on top of it. It has lost baggage. It has trip interruption, trip cancellation. So as long as you're always on your trip and you haven't used the max of $10,000 for the trip allotment, my Hawaii insurance for 30 days cost me $145. And it included my airfare. It's covering my airfare. It's covering wherever I stay. It's covering car insurance for my car rental. It covers everything that I need, plus medical and emergency. So I was on a trip. We have about 3 more minutes left. I was on a trip in Greece, and one of the ferries went on strike. I was in Tinos, and the ferries went on strike, and I was supposed to go Tinos to Mykonos, and then from Mykonos to London, London to Ireland. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Tinos, Mykonos, Ireland to London, back to LA. And I had all my flights booked. I had all my hotels booked, and the ferries went on strike. So I got stuck on a Greek island, which is awesome and amazing as it is, for an extra 9 days waiting for the ferries to come back from being on strike. They covered all my cancellation. They covered all my new air. They covered all my old air. They covered $250 a day for food, hotel, beverage, et cetera. And also my medical, like if anything happened, they would cover my medical too. So 100% recommend that you always get travel insurance too. And we'll put those links up. So tonight we've covered all the adventures. Well, most of the adventures. We probably could still talk about more adventures. And we haven't even talked about inclusive resorts, which you're at right now.
Yep, all inclusive.
But we'll put up the links on finding the lowest air, and you book directly with the airlines, so you don't have a third party, you don't have extra fees. Finding best hotels, how to get your own travel agent license, get commission on it, use it as a tax write-off, how to find the lowest hotels, how to buy timeshares cheap for a penny or $1,000, all the little different hacks, how to travel the world. And by doing this, I've done over 30 countries minimum, and then pretty 30? Much 30 so far. I think I'm up to 30. Maybe I might be a little bit more now. 30 countries now, but I did 25 in 2.5 years just to prove my travel hack. So this was an adventure.
a very long adventure, like your trips, very long and very cheap.
But it's cheaper than the rent in California. It's cheaper than a mortgage in California. It's like 1/4 the cost of staying on traveling than my mortgages are in California. So next week, we'll see what we're going to talk about. We'll announce it next week.
Let's see.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk more about travel. We'll have the links up on a website soon, and then we'll have it in our bio. But every week we're going to talk about something new, and then also a way to use crypto to pay for your trip. So stay tuned.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the next one. We'll talk about that, some of that next week. But thank you, everyone.
Crypto, we'll preach it over and over again. Crypto is the way of the future. Decentralized money.
And we have different ways to utilize it. So aloha.
Aloha, aloha. And I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but...
Adios.
Adios.
Buenos Adios. Buenas noches.
Buenos noches.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.